Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
What do you call cotton growers who pair a trusted BASF knockdown with a long-lasting residual herbicide?
Heads of Harvest! Wizards of Weed! Cotton Conquerors!
And my personal favorite...
Bow Bosses!
Dominate weeds and win the cotton season. Pair Liberty or Ingenia with Outlook or Zidua SC herbicides, all from BASF.
Always read and follow label directions.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Well, USDA released its November crop production and the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates on Friday. Rich Nelson with Allendale tells us the latest.
Overall, this is a report for grains at least, where we do see some minor changes to yields, and we do see some pretty clear changes to demand quite often. For this report, we did have some minor surprises. Now, USDA did drop this corn yield story, 183.1 bushels an acre, still higher than USDA's starting view of trend. And as far as stocks, they pretty much went from 2 billion bushels last month to now 1.938. Keep in mind that they left all their numbers unchanged as far as all the demand categories. We're still waiting on a lot of these answers, certainly for the export situation, as we'll learn some more answers on that in these coming months. The soybeans on this report were probably a big surprise. We did see a sharp drop in terms of a normal decline into November. We had a 2.6% drop, the largest drop into November since 1993. Pretty aggressive yield story there. And as far as stocks, well, they dropped down from 550 million bushels last month, now 470. Keep in mind for the soybean story, we still have a lot of concern and a lot of ups and downs these coming months, certainly from trade policy, as well as many other factors. Last discussion here for the wheat side, no change for wheat production, which is normal on this report. And as far as minor changes for stocks, they raised them by 3 million bushels. So for grains, this was a corn story. This really was a soybean story. Wheat kind of quiet here for this month.
Once again, that's Allendale's Rich Nelson. Well, the Emergency Drought Commission met on Friday to talk a little bit about the major goals of the meeting. Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur related that clarification was a big focus.
We realize that we are responsible to the taxpayers. These dollars that are coming out from the Drought Committee were appropriated by the legislature, and had a lot of phone calls, as you can imagine, the first part of this week that said, okay, you've gotten all this rain. Are you all still going to move forward with those funds out to the conservation districts? And I think it was important for us to get gathered as a committee and say, we know even with the significant rain fall that we received, drought is still pretty widespread across the state of Oklahoma, and I think some of the great comments we heard today is, can we do some proactive things to turn this drought curve, and so still move forward with other practices that will put us in a better spot, because we know there's going to be drought in the future.
Applications will be worked on through a first-come, first-served basis, and local conservation districts will begin accepting applications on November 12, 2024. You've got farm news. Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.